pleasure to be here, and I am so glad I'm in resident education, but I am not going to live up to the promises that Lee made in that I, Steve and I, have written a paper, and it is called The Century of Women in Agronomy, Lessons from Diverse Life Stories. It is to appear in the Agronomy Journal, Volume 100, for the centennial. It was one of the special papers that you'll find, and it will be in the July issue. Now, for those of you that cannot wait, that's a good thing, because you know you got this in your packet, the 100-year history of agronomy. Well, buried away in that is a DVD, a CD, which has the prophetic voices that Vivian Allen put together, and it is wonderful. Go downstairs to the exhibit hall, take a look at it, but in that DVD there's a menu, and listed in the menu it says Women in Agronomy. That has this paper. ASA cleared it to be released before the special paper just so we could do it because it is about history. I have learned from my co-author Steve Simmons a lot about memoirs, and this is not memoir writing, right?
That's right.
Yeah, this is history. And this was really, and Steve let me take my own journey. He was asked by me to be the co-author because I knew I couldn't do it by myself. And what he did was give me the freedom to be me, and as a woman in agronomy, that doesn't happen all that often. A lot of times we are living up to other people's expectations for us, especially in my generation, because we were at the forefront and we feel a burden of being a good example. And I didn't have to impress Steve. In fact, I did some pretty crazy first drafts and he never said, "This is weird," because I think it's happened to him. So it was really great, and I'm proud of the end product because the women that were involved. I heard a gentleman before the seminar going, "Oh, I'm too old for all this stuff." And trust me, that's how I've felt many times. After talking to Rosalind Morris, Betty Cupper, Vivian Allen, and you will have each one of these wonderful women introduced to you, I no longer felt I was old. I felt like I went into the right field. And before I start, I just want to tell you what agronomy is, because I have spent a lot of time with the history, and I get a bit upset after looking into it, hearing about how we're divided into crops and soils and what is agronomy. Agronomy, by our forefathers, and there were only men, said it so well. It's about crops and soils and all conditions that affect them. And they knew that a condition included people. And that's why I'm so glad to be in resident education, because if we don't inspire our students, we're not going to have agronomy anymore. And I really believe, particularly after this project, that I chose the right field. I really did. So that's me in my glory. One of my grad students took this picture, and I just was born to agronomy. I love this stuff, and she really had this suit on and was really scared of getting Lyme disease, and she just couldn't believe how much fun I was having getting really dirty. Okay? And then here's the man. Okay? And we both picked pictures that kind of identified ourselves, and that's what we're going to do right now. I put this thing about the paper because I'm not going to read the paper. You can all read the paper, and I hope you do. I'm going to show you pictures and tell you a little bit about the women. The first woman I did not interview because it was Ann Summers, and she was born in 1889. She was the first woman I could track down, and she was amazing. And Steve suggested I read quotes, and I said, no, I don't want to do it, but I do. Okay, he was right. Here's a quote from Ann Summers, and she also went by Ann or Anna. "For more than a century, plant physiologists contented themselves with the assumption that only 10 of the 80-odd chemical elements known are essential and indispensable to the life and growth of the chlorophyll type plants. We submit that in view of the foregoing evidence and discussion, that position is untenable. She was the first person that was able to do the meticulous and detailed experiments needed to prove that zinc, boron, and copper were essential trace elements. How many of you know about her? It's a shame. She is in the center of that picture. She went to University of California, but she had the first tenure track faculty position I could track down in an agronomy department at Auburn. It was Alabama Tech at the time. In the agronomy and soils department. She served as a tenure track professor, but she was not, even though she was so well published, she was not promoted to full professor till 1949, the year she retired. And she died in 1973. I have not much information on her, but please read the paper to find out more. But now we go to current times. Does that look current? Rosalind Morris. Rosalind Morris was recommended to me as a person that I must interview. And she was born and raised in Canada, and her parents were immigrants from Wales, and she parents for a healthier life started farming, and that's her on a Fordson tractor, and she is so proud. She loves that Fordson tractor. She was harvesting apples in the field, and there she is as a young student at Cornell, making pollination. She is a world-renowned, world-class geneticist, and many of us have a lot to owe to her for what she did with wheat genetics. And there she is, a cytologist. I have a quote that Steve loves, you have to read the paper, about chromosomes misbehaving, but it's wonderful. And there she is. And here she is today with her dog. And I will read one quote from what she says. We do have global warming and the glaciers are melting. Young people need to learn about environmental issues so that they can take leadership roles in deciding on solutions. And that is a quote. She's 86 right now. And that's her taking her dog out. Tae-Mei Ching. By the way, we go through a continuum of time. Tae-Mei was born in imperialist China of a royal family, and not royal, but in an imperial compound, was very well connected, and then her world caved in when she was 7. And she was in hiding, and we have quotes about her because she just eating was a struggle, and that started her devotion to agronomy and knowing that everybody could eat and feeding the world, which she got interested in. She came to Michigan State, and she was a seed physiologist. She worked with ATP. Rosalind was the first woman fellow, and I believe Tae-Mei was our second woman fellow. She stayed her whole career at Oregon State. And this is my favorite picture. That's her on her 83rd birthday. And she's still flourishing. She is retired. And read about her and her children, and her life is just incredible. Betty Klepper, the first president that was a woman of the Crop Science Society. We're still working on getting a woman to be a president of ASA. I hope to survive till that day comes. Here she is with Howard Taylor, who is very well renowned, but trust me, go watch the living video, the living history video downstairs. I interviewed Betty, amazing woman, so you can see her in full flesh, kind of, on the TV screen. Here she is making corn pollination. This is, again, an agronomist. She's a plant physiologist and a fellow of Soil Science Society and a fellow of Agronomy Society, all three. It's very important to her that we all join together. An amazing person. She's not at our meetings this year. I don't know why, but I interviewed her last year. Stunning. Vivian Gore Allen. She is our second woman that was president of the Crop Science Society. And Vivian is around this year. She is the wonderful woman that made the prophetic voices. Astonishing. There she is as a young woman, and she had quite the fun at college. Read about it. But now this more encapsulates her, and she is a forage specialist, and again, a holistic approach. I have some wonderful quotes from her. These were all taped interviews that I have quotes from. Inspirational. Joyce, we're going through the generations now. She is a bit younger than me, so we're now into the almost 50-year-old group, and she got her start. She just loved the forest. And being a child of the 70s or that period of time, early 80s, she went to the Peace Corps, and she was in Africa in the Peace Corps, where she was working with rice in swamps. And here she is. She's now no longer a soil scientist, but she was a soil scientist. She got her degree, her PhD in soil physics. Very brilliant woman. Went to Harvard. But now she has had a life change since the paper. It's not in there, but she's an Episcopalian, studying to be an Episcopalian minister. And there she is. Like she always told me, she was always happy in the forest. Daria Schmidt, and I was hoping Daria could be here. She is a plant breeder, molecular geneticist at Monsanto. Here she is in the 80s, and as a graduate student. You'll see here, she's the lower row, left-hand corner. She is, I think, one of the highest level of plant scientists and research directors at Monsanto. And again, loves the field work, but her real strength is working with people and organizing teams. And she is a molecular biologist going to a new breed, and here she is enjoying the lab work. I think she does more directing right now than she does anything. And finally, Laura Lewis. And Laura is here. Laura, I would say, was the pièce de résistance, because you're all teachers here. She is the youngest person that I interviewed, and I think it took a lot of guts to say yes to me. It really did. And her story's in here, but she was also in the Peace Corps. And this was in, tell us, where were you?
Niger.
Yes. And she is from the city. And there's one quote that I really love, because she was kind of feeling awkward, not just because she was a woman, but because she was from the city. And they say, what do you grow there? Cement? I loved it. But she worked very hard in the field, and here she is, how many months pregnant? It looks 9 months pregnant, yes. Everyone read this, because she was a PhD candidate at the time. It got her to finish up very quickly afterwards and focus. Seriously, and people think, oh, I don't want a grad student who might get pregnant. Sometimes it works out well, and I will. And here she is, two children, and her youngest is how many months old?
Six and a half months,
and he was supposed to join her whole family, and Ryder, her four-year-old?
Yes.
Is sick at home. So I just want to thank all the women and men who try, and keep trying to make a difference for the benefit of others, because that's really what has made our society. Thank you. And go downstairs and see the